You're listening to the Daily, Daily Caller podcast on iTunes and thedailycaller.com. Oh, man, welcome to the show, the Daily, Daily Caller podcast. I am your host, Derek Hunter, and this is going to be... I don't know if there should be a parental language warning before this show or not, because I'm getting pissed off at this shit, to be perfectly honest with you. This is getting absolutely insane. And the fact that so many adults, alleged adults, liberals, are playing this game is the ultimate in hypocrisy, the ultimate in stupidity. I'm, of course, talking about Dr. Kavanaugh. We will get to all of that. A programming note, by the way, on tomorrow's show, the Friday video edition, we'll talk to Judge Ken Starr about his new book, and you'll learn how you can enter to win his book signed. The drawing for today I'm going to do on Monday. I'm still in the process of moving, so it's just kind of a pain if I haven't responded to your emails about your entering for the Sean Parnell books. That's why I've got all your entries. I will take care of it and hook you up for your chance to win. On Monday's show, I'll draw. So relax, I haven't forgotten. Ken Starr interview was good about the Clinton years and perfectly relevant to today. And these garbage charges against Brett Kavanaugh, they are garbage. I no longer can give Dr. or Professor or whatever Christine Blasey Ford or Blasey Ford the benefit of the doubt. I can't do it. I'll explain it all, and we have some ridiculous audio to play as well. You're going to want to share this one with your friends. Get them hooked on the show. First one's free, kid. I appreciate it. Word of mouth is the only advertising we got to publicize this show, and you guys are doing a great job for it, and I appreciate the hell out of it. So, yeah, this is going to be a fun one, an angry one, because I'm sick of what the Democrats are doing to this country. But first, we have to pay the bills. We have to thank our sponsors, and this sponsor, the American Conservative Union. Did you know that American patients are subsidizing health care in foreign countries? That's right. Countries with socialized health care force American patients to subsidize the rest of the world. Their government forces the companies that produce these drugs for $1 billion and take 10 years, they force them to sell it at an artificially low price. Well, that money has to be made up elsewhere, and that elsewhere is here. Foreign governments don't want to pay the market price, so we are paying the difference. For years, politicians have paid lip service to this. I've studied this when I was a health policy analyst at the Heritage Foundation, and politicians just pretend that they care. Oh, this is an outrage. Then they move on. They quickly just throw that chip into the center of the table and let it go. Well, President Trump is fighting to end this foreign free riding in the prescription drug market, and it's about damn time. Learn about this battle. Learn about what is being done. Learn about what still needs to be done at conservative.org. That's conservative.org. Check it out. All right. Now that the business of the show is out of the way, I can get down to being pissed off, because I am pissed off at the way the Democrats are acting, the constant moving of the goalposts. If you know anything about me, if you picked up anything about me listening to me or reading me over the years or reading my book, the thing that drives me more nuts than anything else is hypocrisy. Blatant, flat-out hypocrisy. I'm not talking about Hillary Clinton being on television last night or the night before with Rachel Maddow saying that women deserve to be heard after her history of bimbo eruptions and being the world's biggest enabler, at least in the last 100 years. Maybe Caligula's wife was a little bit worse if Caligula was married, but only by a hair. No, I expect hypocrisy from the Clintons. That doesn't even impact me anymore. I'm talking about from the media. I'm talking about from Democrats on the Senate Judiciary Committee. I'm talking about pretty much everybody on the left involved in the fake pearl clutching over these bogus, and yes, I am calling them bogus, allegations against Brett Kavanaugh by Christine Blasey Ford. Now, how can I, you sit there, you say, oh, you can't, Derek, you can't call this woman, these charges bogus. I don't know what happened to Dr. Ford all those years ago. Maybe something did, but it wasn't Brett Kavanaugh. She's offered no proof, and I believe in the presumption of innocence. So, frankly, I don't care at this point. She claimed she wanted to testify. Republicans said, okay, come on up and testify. Then she said, no, I won't testify unless I get an FBI investigation. Well, what in the hell are the FBI supposed to investigate? First of all, this isn't something the FBI would investigate. Secondly, she's told what she can vaguely, allegedly remember about this incident already. She's on record. She's conflicted herself a couple of times. But she said it. So everybody that she's named has come out and said it didn't happen. So what are you supposed to investigate? Because the people she's accusing said, not only did it nothing remotely similar to this ever happen, I've never met her, I was not at this party, so on and so forth. Now, how do you disprove any of that? How do you prove any of that? You can't, because Blasey Ford can't remember the two most important details, the only details, in fact, that Kavanaugh could use to clear himself. The where and the when. You find out where, which house this took place at, whose house it took place at, you could talk to them and say, hey, did you have a party? Now, unless this person is dead or living on another planet, by now, if this party existed, the person whose house hosted it would have heard of this by now. Do you think they might have come forward? I don't know. Do they exist? I don't know. But you could, if they did come forward, if they did exist, you could talk to them and say, hey, did you ever have a guy named Brett Kavanaugh? Do you have a party like this at your house? Did you have underage drinking at your house? Did Brett Kavanaugh show up? There are only six people allegedly at this lame-ass party. Did you notice that one of them was hysterical, like she just got assaulted? Because I don't think a 15-year-old could hold their shit together after allegedly feeling like they were on the verge of could, might, maybe eventually turn something into rape or murder, which is what she said, could come out of that room and go, oh, so anyway, how about we play the new Def Leppard record? I don't think that happens. I think that she comes out pretty upset. That might leave an impression on some people at this alleged party. Yet nobody who is alleged to have been there admits that they were there, says they were there. They, in fact, deny that they were there, that any sort of party like that ever happened. So what the hell would the FBI investigate? Ford's fever dream? Ford's mismemory? If the FBI comes back, if they investigate and come back and say, we can't verify anything, there isn't another human being on the planet who remembers anything of the sort remotely connected to Christine Blasey Ford, does then Ford go, oh, well, I must have just dreamt it? Do the Democrats go, oh, well, I guess we've gotten to the bottom of that. Now let's move on to a vote. Absolutely not. Absolutely not. By the way, Ford, who demands this FBI investigation through her attorneys, hasn't said whether or not she would participate with this investigation through her attorneys or otherwise. So what would the FBI be looking into, and how would they go about looking into it? Ford has demanded, and Democrats originally demanded, that this woman needs to be heard. She needs to be heard. She has to tell her story. And immediately Republicans said, okay, right, come on up. How about Monday? Come up Monday, and we'll talk to you. We can do it in public. We can do it in private. If you don't want to come to Washington, D.C., we'll come to wherever on the planet Earth you currently are, and we will talk to you. And in response to that, the Democrats and Ford, through her attorneys, conveniently they're all on the same page. It's weird, isn't it? They all said, no, 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 we want an FBI investigation first. Again, you can't investigate anything. First of all, Congress doesn't have the authority to direct the FBI to do a damn thing. Secondly, the FBI doesn't have authority over matters like this. In the Clarence Thomas hearings, when Anita Hill came out with her bogus charges against Clarence Thomas, the FBI did conduct a couple of interviews over a couple of days because the allegations were from a time when both were working for the federal government, well within the FBI's jurisdiction. what happened allegedly in Montgomery County, Maryland, 36 years ago, is not within the FBI's jurisdiction. Democrats whining on television and their fellow travelers in the media whining right back to them know this fact. They just don't report it because it's inconvenient. Pointing out the hypocrisy, pointing out the fraud, doesn't help the cause. It doesn't advance the narrative. So the media is looking for anything that does advance the cause, that does advance the narrative. There was a guy, last name is Smythe, who Ford allegedly said was also at the party. He came out and said, "I was not at any such party. I have no idea what they're talking about. This did not happen." So now everybody that Ford has named who was allegedly at this party that nobody can seem to remember has denied that the party ever existed, that anything like this ever came about. But that's not good enough. These Democrats want to hammer forward because they don't care. If they could put Christine Blasey Ford through a wood chipper to stop Brett Kavanaugh from getting confirmed on the Supreme Court, they would do it in a heartbeat. They care about their agenda. They don't give a damn about human beings. They don't give a damn about her. She's a useful tool. They even dragged out Anita Hill in the media to recount what her ordeal back in 1991. Oh, this sweet ordeal that she went through. Some tough questions, pointing out the contradictions in her own statements and the fact that she was upset about a joke about a pubic hair on a can of Coke. And after that, Anita Hill went into hiding until just yesterday. No, she didn't. Anita Hill went on to earn a fortune, to write books, to receive honor. She's still being honored by the left, and she will likely be honored again this year because of this Kavanaugh situation. She's made a damn fortune off of that. You never heard of her before. You had no reason to hear of her before. But they found somebody willing to say something, and they tried to use it. It failed, but they held up their end of the bargain, I guess. They made her a celebrity. They made her fabulously wealthy. So there you go. That's how it works. I think Dr. Ford will be perfectly fine if she chooses to come forward. There will be many liberal groups across the country willing to sign her up as a senior fellow, which is a no-show job, pay her for speeches. The idea that she is somehow a victim here is absurd. We'll get to that in a second, but I want to talk about how ridiculous the media has gotten. NBC News ran with this. MSNBC ran with this story. There's a woman out there named Christina King Miranda, and boy howdy, she was allegedly at the same school, went to the same school as the accuser. Holton Arms, I believe it's Holton Arms Academy. Very snobby, very rich. She took to her Facebook page, and she posted the following. I'm going to read only part of it because it's rambling and long, and then she says that it was all bullshit anyway because she's a piece of trash. But she says, "Christine Blasey Ford was a year or so before me. I did not know her personally, but I remember her. This incident did happen. Many of us heard a buzz about it indirectly with few specific details. However, Christine's vivid recollection should be more than enough for us to truly, deeply know that the accusation is true." Now, she heard buzz about this in school right after it. Oh, holy cow. Except for the fact that Dr. Ford, in not being able to remember what year this occurred, did say that she thought it was in the summer. So, I don't know. Maybe they were all really bad students and were at summer school, but the likelihood of that being the case seems about as likely as a Democrat telling the truth. So this doesn't hold water. This is garbage. She makes it up because she wants it to be true. She goes on. It's a rather long rant. She continues, "If Kavanaugh truly has the integrity of by those who support him, mentioned by those who support him, then he should be just as courageous as Christine and stop trying to dodge the accusations, admit his actions from so long ago, and speak from the heart and apologize. Yeah, except he didn't do it. You got to love these people. And I hesitate to call them people because that puts them in the same category as normal human beings. But technically, biologically, I believe until they left redefines what it is to be a person, I suppose technically they are. They have convicted him. I love it. There's a rush to judgment against Dr. Ford as they're condemning Brett Kavanaugh of being guilty of something he's vehemently denied and for which there is zero evidence whatsoever. She says, my heart goes out to all involved who are now, whether they like it or not, facing their demons, which are never pretty nor easy to dialogue with, but are necessary in order for us to accept that we are all flawed and ultimately human. Yeah, some people are more flawed than others. By the way, she started this letter she posted on Facebook, which she quickly deleted by saying, I signed this letter. It makes me proud to have attended Holton Arms. The current situation involving Dr. Christine Blasey Ford and the Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh touches a very personal nerve and has unearthed memories, good and bad, that I have buried deep from my time at Holton. She says she knew him, she knew everybody. She opposes him because as a woman, she wants to be able to get abortions, presumably. I mean, this is the insanity of these people. She knows that Brett Kavanaugh is a conservative, and she doesn't give a shit if she has to smear the man in order to try and stop him. She has no proof. She has nothing. She made this up. She deleted it. She says, wait, she writes, in my case, even before Christine came forward, I was and still am completely against his nomination. I do not want him representing me or making decisions on my behalf in the Supreme Court, as he goes against everything sacred to me as a woman, mother, daughter, Latina, American, and professional, no matter how fine a person and upstanding citizen he may be. Well, you freaking idiot. Stop advocating for a government that can have that much power over you and you wouldn't give a shit who's on the Supreme Court, you moron. Now, these people make me sick. So this idiot then deletes the post, right? Because you put this shit out there on the internet and all of a sudden people notice it and then people start asking questions. And when you make stories up like this, when you just bullshit your way through a post trying to look cool to your friends and hoping to have an influence in public policy without getting any repercussions or blowback from it, it doesn't work that way. So then she says, hi, all. I deleted this because it served its purpose and am now dealing with a slew of requests for interviews from the Washington Post, CNN, CBS News, organizing how I want to proceed. Was not ready for that. Not sure I am interested in pursuing. Thanks for reading. Piece of trash. You knew exactly what you were doing. And of course, the media played right along. They reported this fraud's allegations. Somehow, during summer school, all the talk, even though Dr. Ford herself said she didn't tell a living soul for 30 years, somehow, it got out. How? Who? What? Where? When? Why? It doesn't matter. They reported it. They all put a caveat in their stories later on saying, you know, they're not exactly verified, this information, but we don't give a shit because we like it, so we're going to report it. Later, Christina King Miranda then tweeted this, quote, to all media, I will not be doing any more interviews, no more circus. To clarify my post, I do not have first-hand knowledge of the incident that Dr. Christine Blasey Ford mentions, and I stand by my support for Christine. That's it. I don't have more to say on the subject. Do you get that? I just made the whole damn thing up. You morons reported it because you desperately wanted it to be true. I'm now admitting that I don't have any knowledge. I was just making it up. She basically says, oh, nobody told me shit back then. I don't know anything about this. Leave me alone. I don't want to be a part of this circus. She did exactly what she wanted to do. Got a false story out there. I really wish Brett Kavanaugh weren't a public figure. I really wish Brett Kavanaugh could sue the living shit out of all of these people. I really honestly do, because they deserve to be sued, each and every one of them. And the morons in the media are just as bad, if not worse. They set out there on social media trying to track down other Holton Arms alumni. Now, you have to be living under a rock or be hitting yourself in the head currently with a rock not to have heard about this bogus story. If you were around then and you knew anybody involved and you had any relevant information, might you think that somebody might have talked by now? No. Linda Pearl, or Lauren Pearl, wrote this on a Holton Arms alumni Facebook page. Hi, ladies. I'm Holton, class of 1991, and an investigative producer slash reporter at ABC National News. I would really appreciate any leads on Kavanaugh. You can contact me confidentially at, and then she posts her phone number, or, and then her email. Thank you. Hopefully the truth will emerge. Yeah. That's really what you're digging for there. Another one from PBS. Hi, I'm looking for Christina King Miranda, the moron whose post we just read. My very dear friend from childhood, Anna Narobs, however you pronounce her name, is at PBS NewsHour and would love to talk to her. I promise Anna will respect your privacy and confidentiality while ensuring justice is done. I 100% vouch for Anna. Don't worry, justice will be done. What justice is that, you piece of trash? What justice? Are you seeking justice or are you seeking the truth? They're not necessarily the same things depending on where you're coming from politically. If you know Miranda, please ask her to reach out to me directly or to Anna. She's on Facebook and Twitter. I'm also happy to give you her mobile number. As the mob closes around Dr. Ford, as she goes into hiding, as her life changes forever, please do everything you can to ensure justice is done. Isn't that lovely? Another one. Fellow alums, do you have friends or siblings who are graduates of Georgetown Prep and would be willing to sign and circulate a letter affirming that there was indeed a culture of toxic masculinity at this school and that they did see and hear bragging about behavior like Dr. Blasey is describing? The reports cast aspersions on her are driving me nuts when we all know what those parties were like. Seems to me like the least we could do is for one of them to stand up and say, yes, this kind of thing happened. It was wrong. I regret ever being silent about it then, and I'm not going to be anymore. And then a reporter responds. Do you have any connections from back in 1978 to 1982, please contact ASAP. I'm in touch with Washington Post and other papers who want to support Dr. Ford. There's no ambiguity which team the media is on here. And it ain't the truth. They've decided what the story is. They believe a woman who never said a single thing to a human being for allegedly 30 years. They believe people who come out and said, no, I knew about it at the time, even though I wasn't there and didn't actually know about it at the time. They are trash. This could be the suicide, the final death knell for the media. Or Republicans could completely cave. At least thus far, thankfully, Republicans haven't caved. They're telling Blasey Ford that you tell us by 10 a.m. Friday or we're moving on. And this fact, this idea that, you know, you shit or get off the pot, you don't get to walk into a room and throw a bomb and then walk away, that's causing Democrats to soil themselves. They're very, very upset. Because on Monday, remember, they demanded a hearing. And Republicans gave them a hearing. And the Democrats said, how dare you give us a hearing? How dare you ask this woman to recount this horrible, traumatic event where, what? What? What happened? She's told conflicting stories, varying degrees of horrible, but it was also 36 years ago. She's an adult. She's in her 50s. She has a PhD. She has a family. She's been in therapy, allegedly, since 2012. She's incapable of talking about this incident. Seems like she's been talking the shit out of it to people. She talked to Democrats on the committee. They secretly met with her back when they were hiding this and waiting for the proper moment to pounce. She's talked to the Washington Post about this. She talked to her liberal activist lawyer, and I wonder who's paying for that, but she can't talk to Senate investigators? No, she won't talk to Senate investigators because she wants this thing delayed. That's all she wants. That's all she cares about. I don't care what happened to her anymore. She is either a willing participant in an attempted character assassination or a pawn being used by Democrats who won't stand up for herself and stop it. I don't know which is worse. I don't know which is the case, but those are the only two things I see left. She can't remember the year. She can't remember the location. She can't remember anything about it except she knows for sure it was Brett Kavanaugh. Garbage. Absolute garbage. And speaking of garbage, which piece of garbage do we start with the audio first? Let's start with Kirsten Gillibrand of New York. She is a special sort of hypocritical piece of trash. She really is a pile of human garbage. And as such, she is one of the names being bandied about as one of the leaders of the Democratic nomination process for 2020. Because, you know, they say cream rises to the top, but sometimes shit floats too. So Kirsten Gillibrand is making the rounds. Now, remember, she was all saying, we must have a hearing. We must hear this out. So you got the hearing. And what does this fraud from New York do? Let's listen to Kirsten Gillibrand. I can't even say it without choking on my own vomit. Let's listen to Kirsten Gillibrand.
If you could give her advice, if you could speak directly to her, what would you say to her?
Well, you know, I stand with her, and she is being bullied by this committee. It's outrageous that this committee has not moved forward despite the rest of the world. They're stuck in decades ago. They literally are frozen in time. And not only should she be given the opportunity to testify, which she has asked for, she has asked to cooperate, she's asked for an investigation, which is the minimum that should be afforded her. She will want to have the corroborating witnesses testify too, so the full story can be testified to under oath.
What a blithering idiot. She wants to be able to testify and tell her story. Then come Monday. All right? She's getting a special hearing. She's derailed the process. Come forward. If you really want to tell your story, the world is all ears. And you've got 10 idiots on that panel who are already on your side. By the way, every Democrat, including Gillibrand, had already said they're going to vote against Kavanaugh. Before they knew how to pronounce Kavanaugh, before they knew how to spell Kavanaugh, they had declared their opposition to Judge Kavanaugh. So to sit there and say, we need to get to the truth. How can we make any decisions? Morons are frauds and hypocrites. God, it's disgusting. And that any American is dumb enough to think these people represent me. These are the geniuses who I want leading this country. Go to hell. Senator Gillibrand wasn't done. There's a bit of major bit of hypocrisy in this audio. See if you can spot it in both the audio clips. I'll isolate it afterwards. But Gillibrand and Jim Acosta asks no serious questions. He asks no serious follow-up questions because he's not a bright man. They continue.
And so I believe her. I stand with her. And
do you hope
I don't
she shows
she,
up on Monday? Do you hope that she-
without the benefit of an FBI investigation where it's nonpartisan and objective, and without the benefit of corroborating witnesses being able to testify, it's a sham hearing. And I don't think she should participate in it.
So hosting a hearing for this woman, either in private or in public, whichever she prefers, or the Senate investigators going to her wherever she is bullying, and it's a sham hearing. Kirsten Gillibrand does not want the American people to hear the truth. Kirsten Gillibrand and her fellow traveler Democrats do not want you to hear her story. They want to run out the clock on this nomination. They want to try and kill Kavanaugh's nomination and then keep this seat vacant for 2 years. Senator Hirono from Hawaii has said as much. It wouldn't be unprecedented. The country would survive, as they think a Democrat will win in 2020. They are trash. They are garbage. And Republicans really need to drop their balls out of their stomach and man up here and say, if you won't testify, we're moving on. They've got a 10 a.m. deadline on Friday. If she doesn't meet it, move on. I would hold the vote that day. I would just tell every Democrat to go straight to hell and hold the vote that day. But there was hypocrisy aside from Senator Gillibrand whining about this hearing would be a sham. She wouldn't be able to tell her story. She'd be able to tell her story all she wanted. Democrats don't want her to tell the story because then the American people would be able to weigh it for themselves. They'd be able to hear it in her own words and hear her question about it. When did this happen? Where did this happen? How did this happen? What's going on? Any more details you remember? Anything at all? They don't want the American people to hear that. They just want to keep the issue alive. But the hypocrisy in there from Senator Gillibrand, let's listen to one little clip from Senator Gillibrand that she just heard, and then we'll play another and compare the two.
I believe her. I stand with her.
I believe her. I stand with her. Talking about Dr. Ford. Now, that's Kirsten Gillibrand about 20 seconds before she said this about her colleagues.
I don't think she should be bullied into this scenario where it's a he said, she said, where many members of the committee have already made up their mind.
She shouldn't testify into a he said, she said situation where members of the committee have already made up their mind. She just said, I believe her. I stand with her. Who's made up their mind, you piece of garbage? Do you not recognize, if you listen to her talk, she sounds like she's making it up. She sounds like she's reading a teleprompter as it's being written by somebody else and is told to try and make it sound as realistic as humanly possible. She doesn't seem aware of what she's saying there. I stand with her. I absolutely believe Dr. Ford, and she shouldn't come and testify before this Senate committee because some members may have made up their minds already. Well, why the hell should Judge Kavanaugh answer a single question you have then? You've already pronounced him guilty. What is the point in talking to you? What is the point in any Republican talking to you? There is no point in any Republican talking to you. You've made up your mind. You've decided to go with who you've decided to go with. You've decided to go with vague recollections that everybody named has denied, with no evidence whatsoever. That's what you've decided to go with. And you're saying, well, she's going to be bullied. This is a sham hearing. Yeah, it would be a sham hearing. You've made up your mind. By the way, Gillibrand, immediately upon Kavanaugh's announcement, announced that she was not going to vote for him no matter what. As soon as he was nominated, she's not going to vote for him come hell or high water. But she's sitting there saying, some people have already made up their mind without naming anybody. Republicans are falling all over themselves saying, please come, Dr. Ford. We want to hear you. We want to hear your story. Tell us your story. We will hear it in any form you want. But the Republicans are the ones who've made up their mind? No, Kirsten Gillibrand, you lying fraud. It's the if you want to know what Democrats are up to, take a look at what they're accusing Republicans of doing. That is an old adage, and it rings true to this day. They're just getting more desperate and despicable. They will destroy anybody any way they can in order to advance their agenda. It's sick. It really is a sickness. Speaking of idiots, Senator Mazie Hirono, yes, an adult human being is named Mazie Hirono, senator from Hawaii. She was on the news again. She was the one who yesterday was screaming that all men suck and we need to shut up and do the right thing for once when, you know, men, quite frankly, have brought about liberty and freedom, stood up to tyranny like the Democrats time and time again throughout history. She was on television again yesterday. And listen to this description of they're trying to make Ford into a sweet, sweet, nourishing victim. I love this. She's a strong woman standing up for what is right. She's just not ready to testify. It's only been 36 years. It was only something that, you know, maybe happened and sort of sounds bad depending on which version of the story you hear. But she's so traumatized by it that 36 years later, this mother and PhD holder, professor, she couldn't possibly be expected to talk about this after talking about it to Democrats, after talking about it to Congresswoman Ashew, Senator Feinstein, and it turns out that all the Democrats on the Judiciary Committee had been discussing this for a while. She talked to the Washington Post about it. She's talked to her lawyer about it, but she couldn't possibly be ready emotionally to talk about this in a private setting again for the fifth or sixth time. Unbelievable. Well, Senator Mazie Hirono tried to paint that as the picture. It's a strong woman who just couldn't possibly talk about something that happened allegedly at a party 36 years ago. She's not ready. Listen to this complaint that she has. Remember, Democrats came out and said, we demand that this woman be able to testify. And Republicans said, this woman, we want her to come and testify. And Democrats thought, oh, crap, they called our bluff. That's the context to think about in this audio you're about to hear, because she's trying to paint that as some sort of bullying. Listen to this.
You know what happened right after she came forward on Sunday? I think that's when most of us read about it, that the committee said, oh, hey, we want to have a hearing with you. How about this coming Tuesday? Oh, if that's not good, how about Thursday? The callousness with which she was treated.
How heartless. You know what happened after she came forward on Sunday when most of it, you heard about it. You're a Democrat on the Judiciary Committee. You heard about it beforehand. Don't pretend that suddenly Sunday morning somebody smacked you upside the head with a dead fish and you were caught off guard by this. But listen, do you know what happened when we heard the Republicans said, okay, come testify at your earliest convenience. How about this? How about that? How callous of them. How mean of them. You're trying to destroy a man's life for political purposes, and a political party and the media apparatus are playing right along with it, and them saying, yes, please come tell us your story. It's so callous. It's so wrong. But this idiot, as idiots are, was not done.
You know, for any of us who have dealt at all with the experience of sexual trauma knows that this is a very particularly damaging kind of experience. And you do not treat a person who has gone through this like, oh, well, hey, how about this? You know, I think it's appalling. And I'm totally disappointed that all these people who have come forward to say, oh, we should hear from her. And now that she's expecting a modicum of fairness so she's not re-victimized are now saying, well, if she doesn't want to testify, we should just go ahead. That is additional callousness from my colleagues that I am totally appalled by.
Senator Hirono, you moron. They gave her exactly what she demanded through her attorney. She wanted to be heard. She was ready to tell her story on Monday, according to her high-priced attorney, who we don't know who's paying for it. To do that is callous. It's heartless. Re-victimizing her. We haven't established that she's been victimized at all. But because she made the allegations against a Republican, against a conservative, the Democratic apparatus all believe it. Keith Ellison's ex-girlfriend, who says he beat the shit out of her, abused her emotionally and physically, and went to her doctor at the time, just last year, not 36 years ago, meh. not interested in that story. No Democrat is calling for a hearing there. No Democrat is even talking about the number two man at the Democratic National Committee, a member of Congress running to be the chief law enforcement officer in Minnesota. They're not talking about him. His victim doesn't count. His victim, by the way, was also a Democrat. But her party took a big old shit all over her because what she was saying was inconvenient to their narrative. And individuals are disposable to the left if they get in the way of their agenda. So Senator Hirono said, well, you know what happened when they said she wanted to testify? Republicans said, yeah, come and testify. The horror of that. So then we changed it and said, no, no, we want a full-blown FBI investigation into some bullshit charge from 36 years ago. That, by the way, if she had gone to the police at the time, Brett Kavanaugh's record would be sealed because he was a minor at the time, and they wouldn't know about this at all. They wouldn't be able to talk about it. But just throwing it out there is a way to get around all those inconvenient truths. That's all they're doing. They're just asking questions, these Democrats. So Republicans are going to hammer forward. Oh, but Hirono wasn't done. We have one. Should I play the... I'll play the Hirono. I asked my cat. Should I play the Hirono clip? Yeah, I'm going to play one last stupid clip from Senator Mazie Hirono.
The timing is inopportune, which I think that you would agree. There was a way to... There was a way that this could have happened in a more timely fashion.
Do you think that she wanted all of this to be out in the open? She asked for anonymity. She asked for confidentiality. I think those of us who have any kind of a modicum of understanding of this kind of trauma would expect that maybe you don't want to talk about it.
Maybe she doesn't want to talk about it. She asked for anonymity. It was Democrats who outed her because it was Democrats and only Democrats who knew about her existence. So if she really wanted anonymity, Democrats were the ones who betrayed her trust. But she's a loyal Democrat. She is a progressive. Democrats don't care about people. They care about progress. They care about their agenda. So the Democrats just threw her out to the lions and then said, well, it's a shame that the lions are devouring her. Like the world's shittiest Siegfried and Roy show. But it's insane. Well, you know, I don't know what to tell you. She was outed. Do you think she wanted this? You guys did this to her if she didn't want this. She can't be expected to testify to something that is 36 years old that she's talked about since July when she first called the hotline the Democrats set up and then wrote a letter to her congresswoman and then to Senator Feinstein and then to the Washington Post and then talked to Senator Feinstein and the Washington Post and other Democrats on the committee and committee staff. No, no, you can't expect her to do that. That would be an outrage. What are you, some sort of heartless monster? Yeah, God forbid that the world hear what the Democrats have heard. There's a reason Democrats don't want this woman to testify, and it's not because her story is so compelling. Just think about that. The people who've heard her story firsthand are the ones saying, no, no, she shouldn't be forced to testify, at least not for a long time. We need the FBI to look into this. It should not. It would be wrong to make her testify. Why hide it? If her story is so damning and compelling, get it out there. Let the world see it. Maybe because it's a huge political fraud. Do you know that the Democrats haven't even turned over the letter that they received from Dr. Ford to the Republicans on the committee? They're still hiding that. Why? Because who knows? Maybe we haven't seen the whole letter. Maybe there was other stuff involved in that letter. We may never know. I'd really like to see the communication of the Democrats about this issue and with Dr. Ford. I would love to see the email threads, the email chains out there discussing what best to do this and how to do it. I would bet dollars to donuts that Democrats leaked her name to the Washington Post. And then I would suspect, since they were the only human beings who knew her name. She probably went back at them and said, hey, what the hell? The Washington Post contacted me. I thought we were, you know, confidential and all that. And I bet there was some convincing. Like, hey, if she's as reluctant a witness as they claim, that they said, well, don't worry. You can trust the Washington Post. They're looking out for you. They're looking out for justice. And they are. They are on that team. So this whole thing is an absolute fraud, an absolute shit show. I don't care anymore what happened 36 years ago. I care what happened 36 hours ago and the lies that are being told and the bullshit that is being flung at us, the pissing on our heads and telling us it's raining that the left and the media are engaged in. No more. Friday, 10 o'clock is the deadline, according to Senator Grassley. I hope he sticks with that. And if Ford says, I'm not going to testify unless and until all my demands are met, you don't get to set demands if you're accusing somebody of a crime. You don't get to refuse to cooperate, yet demand that your charges be taken at face value. That's not the way our system works. So I hope Senator Grassley says, all right, it is 10:01. Time's up. Game over. We're voting in 15 minutes. Screw all of you. We're getting Kavanaugh on the Supreme Court. Chris Matthews, speaking of pieces of trash. Chris Matthews, by the way, was accused of sexual harassment on the job. MSNBC's Chris Matthews, not making that up. You can Google it. You can find it for yourselves. It's at the Daily Caller. MSNBC paid off his accuser. They gave her they called it a severance package, but you can figure out what it really was, probably. Chris Matthews tweeted, quote, if Dr. Blasey Ford doesn't testify, the historic, I should probably do it as a drunk, just assuming. If Dr. Blasey Ford doesn't testify, the historic loser will be Donald Trump. Her story will not go away, even if, especially if, Kavanaugh is confirmed. Imagine her on 60 Minutes the Sunday before the midterms. End quote. That is Chris Matthews, MSNBC, accused sexual harasser, whose allegations just kind of went away. The media ignored them. They take care of their own if they're in good standing, if they're really, truly on the team and there isn't, you know, dropping pants or anything. The thing is, he's implying there, imagine her on 60 Minutes the Sunday before the midterms. So you're saying that Dr. Ford will be able to pull her shit together just in time for the midterm elections and then go and do media interviews, which she allegedly doesn't want to do any more of? You think that that's your threat? That's the story? Because, you know, the Democrats are just going to drop this, you think? It's not going to go away unless she comes out and talks to 60 Minutes. If she can talk to 60 Minutes, why can't she talk to congressional investigators? If she can talk to the Washington Post, why can't she talk to congressional investigators in private? They're scared, they're angry, and they're fascists. And those are a dangerous combination. These are seriously evil people. I don't like to use that label against a wide swath of people, but watching this story develop, watching this shitstorm come together, there is no other word for it. They are truly evil human beings willing to do anything and destroy anybody in order to get their way. I don't know how we can live as a country when one of the two major political parties functions this way. They're going to get violent if they don't get their way. There is going to be violence. They are a dangerous, angry mob. Enough about this. When we next talk on Monday, I'm sure that there will be even more developments. We'll certainly have an answer to this. Tomorrow's show is Ken Starr interview. You can learn how to win a copy signed of Ken Starr's new book, Contempt. It's a really good interview. He's a lot more of a fun guy than I expected. I really enjoyed meeting him, and you will too. Make sure to tune in tomorrow. Tell a friend, spread the word, subscribe on however you subscribe to and however you get podcasts, and tell a friend. We'll see you later. Have a great one.